Hello, everyone, and welcome back to An Old Guy Who Knows Shit. Slewdog here. This is episode 2, Radar. Copyright 2020 by L.R. Holtz. Before I jump into my encounters with the supernatural, I want to give you all a way that you might possibly start building your own catalog of experiences, because the truth is, this stuff ain't all that supernatural after all. It is, in fact, just a part of life, I think. See, I believe that there are senses that the scientists do not recognize. Now, as my quest to figure it all out began, which you'll hear about next in the origin story, I began to wake up and observe the world around me. One thing I noted was communication between people that could not be explained by perception of the five senses. It seemed more and more likely to me that there was definitely something out there to perceive, and that there had to be some kind of sixth sense that was able to perceive this thing that the known five could not. And what really got my attention was what we commonly call radar. And I became a conscious, active prober of this phenomenon. You know what I'm talking about, right? Everybody has good radar about something. Some people have it stronger than others, of course, and a lot of people have quirky radars, like collectors have really good radar for stuff like stamps or comic books, and guys will go often for cars or motorcycles, and dumpster divers have radar for reusable stuff. People with, shall we say, alternate sexualities have very good radar for other alternative sexualities. Radar for antiques or great art or a racehorse can make you rich. But there are some that are very, very common. And one is a woman's radar for men looking at her body. Now, you have to forgive me my crass male nature. I apologize. But this is actually quite easy to experiment with. Now, guys out there, please tell me if you have not had the experience of noticing that a woman was showing a lot of breast or leg or something, and immediately after you notice it, without her seeing you, she adjusts that very spot you were looking at. Every woman, well, okay, I'll never say never. Almost every woman has radar about her body being looked at. Well, I'm an appreciator of the female figure, and I could not help but notice how often this happened. Women have very good radar. It's built in. I don't care. You get a good angle on a breast, and as soon as you think it, she's closing up that blouse. You fall in behind a short skirt, and just as soon as you're asking yourself, just how short is that skirt, a hand is on that hip pushing the skirt down. I tried to think of other forms of radar that I could test, and the New York subways provided another considerably more dangerous kind of radar, and that is the radar of race. Now, this was a lot harder to test because I had to essentially pretend to be a racist to see if they would pick up on it. And that was actually very hard for me. So I made an effort to hit them all. I at least posed as an equal opportunity racist. I would look for an opportunity to fall in behind someone ethnic on the street. And in New York, of course, you know there are indeed every possible ethnic group you can think of. And I would focus on that person and just think whatever racist slur I knew for their ethnic group. Just that one word. And of course, you know what happened. They pretty much universally heard it and would turn around and look at me. And not surprisingly, the Jewish and the African Americans never failed. Their race radar is so acute that every one of them heard me think a racial slur every time. In some cases, they turned on me with considerable animosity, so I did not do a whole lot of that. I tried it and it worked. It was too ugly. I hated it, and I hated myself for doing it. But I needed to see if it would work. There is something, some communication that is being transmitted and received by something. In both of these cases, the radar is defensive, a sort of auto-protect that is just automatically kicked in. Women know when male eyes are on their bodies because they have to protect themselves from predators. Darwin tells us the women who feel them coming have survived to pass that gene on. The victims of discrimination hear the racist term every time because they have to freaking survive in this life. But for either of those survival strategies to succeed, there have to be transmitters and there have to be receptors and they have to work. That we can't measure, true, but they have to exist like dark matter. We can't measure it objectively, but something is freaking there. We all have some kind of radar that is sensitive to something, and most of us just accept that without stopping to really think about the implications of a universe where radar exists, where our bodies are capable of perceiving something that our five senses cannot. What does that mean, we have radar? Well, we just know it, or we just feel it, or something. But how do we know? What information passes where that informs our brain to suddenly just know that? Something has to be perceiving something that is there to perceive. Well, of course, that is just too much to think about. We just accept that we have radar. And when I tried to tell a friend about this, he said, well, that doesn't prove anything. Maybe you just have loud thoughts. But then I pointed out that my point is still proven. Maybe I think louder than everyone else, but those people still had to have a receptor with which to hear my loud thoughts. So it was during that decade of the 1980s in New York that my girlfriend and I made up a game we called Made You Look. We played it in a public place where you can see people and they can see you, but you're not too close. In its simplest form, you pick out somebody, try to get them to look at you using no physical motion or sound whatsoever. You must remain utterly casual and pleasant, and be prepared to offer a friendly smile and maybe even a wave in response to their look. The smile is important because if you're going to be tapping on these folks' psychic shoulders, you want to be spreading joyful, positive energy. You take turns picking out people and try to make them look. You will be astounded at how often it works. My favorite place to play this was sitting in sidewalk cafes in New York. My partner and I played it often. Maybe we did have louder thoughts than most people. I don't know, as one of my friends speculated, because she would occasionally set off auto alarms simply by walking past them. So maybe we both had loud thoughts. Who knows? That still doesn't matter. It worked an amazing amount of the time. And wait, she what? She set off auto alarms just by walking past them? What the hell's going on there? Okay, we're not investigating that particular phenomenon, although, of course, they are related. So, then the question becomes, once you're playing Made You Look, what if we played Made You Look with our children? Got them to make us look, actually taught them to use that sense organ and to believe in it. Where do you think they might take it by the time they're grown up? Some kids would be really good at it. Where would they take it? Of course, when you really go there are, of course, a lot of scary possibilities. I mean, look at just about any B-horror movie. If it's not a monster or a slasher or a zombie, it'll be some telepathic terror from hell. So our culture not only doesn't want to acknowledge that it might be real, our culture makes the supernatural super scary almost all the time. Well, I have to say, I had my share of brushes with the super scary side of it. Rats, and particularly Hyattsville. So there is a reality there as well. And it is scary. But in every case, I was better equipped to deal with it because on some level, I understood my own personal power in that other realm. It's the old adage that knowledge is power. I believe that refining, developing, and tuning one's sixth sense is an empowerment. It is not only not to be feared, it is to be relished, to be appreciated, to be used as a powerful tool for negotiating life. So, I ask you to think about radar. Don't just take it for granted. Try playing Made You Look, although I do want to recommend keeping it in the family. I don't recommend playing it in public these days because there's always the possibility that you just might tap on the wrong psychic shoulder, and that might be ugly. I don't know. Just do it at home. Play it with your family. It won't work for everybody, but for some of you, it'll work pretty well. You'll surprise yourself, I'm telling you. So that's it for this episode. Till next time, this is an old guy who knows shit, signing off. Oh,